motions, but Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind just conducting another roll call. And just for point of consideration, since I didn't mention it before, all of our meetings are taped so that we can maintain accurate records and post the minutes online so that folks that can't be here this evening can listen to the meetings after the fact. So, Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind.
Certainly. Supervisor Zanuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
There are four present, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Christman. So this public hearing is to discuss the request from Hidden Still for the approval of an intermunicipal transfer of a liquor license number R16386 from the town of the city of Harrisburg to 505 Rear West Chocolate Avenue here in Derry Township. So if I can just turn it over to our solicitor, Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you. Similar to the last public hearing, this is a public hearing of Hidden Still Incorporated for purposes of a liquor license transfer from the city of Harrisburg to 504 Rear West Chocolate Avenue in Hershey, Derry Township. So with that, the public hearing will be open. And this has been advertised for a public hearing pursuant to the statute. And again, the purpose of this hearing is to hear the request to have the liquor license transferred from outside of Dauphin County into Dauphin County, specifically Derry Township. Outside of Derry Township, inside. Within Dauphin County, but from another municipality into Derry Township. And pursuant to the statute, Derry Township, as the receiving municipality, needs to adopt a resolution approving the liquor license transfer prior to the applicant applying for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. So with that, are there any other questions for me from the board?
No.
Okay, seeing none, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Thank you.
Please identify yourself.
Sure. My name is Jack Raudenbush, Raudenbush. I'm the Chief Operating Officer and Facility Engineer at Hidden Still. With me is David Stein, President and CEO of Hidden Still. We're an operating facility, I think everyone knows. We have a distillery license. We're getting an R license from the city of Harrisburg. And the bottom line is we're trying to better serve our customers. We will have a broader range of alcohol that we would be able to offer to our customers. We can expand our hours, though we don't have that as an immediate plan to change our hours of operation. And it may change our events that we do off-site as well, but we don't have that as an immediate plan. Pretty straightforward. We do have, being an operating facility, we comply with all of the requirements that a new R license would put upon us.
And to be clear, I'm not sure if it was stated during the hearing, but it's license number R-16386.
How was it? R?
R-16386. And it's being transferred from the city of Harrisburg to Derry Township. And what are your current hours?
Current hours? 11 to 10:30.
It's 11 to 10. It will be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are 11 to 11, and then Sundays 12 to 9. Tuesday, we are closed.
I'm glad you're here. I didn't know that.
And you did say you're considering expanding those hours? Would it be later or earlier?
Well, the operational hours would be consistent to what we have right now. Right now, our distillery license says that we have to close and not serve after 11 o'clock p.m. What it does for us is if we get some lingering people in there, we're not changing the 11 o'clock p.m., but we're not rushing people out then to get them out by 11. So if they're there 10 after 11 o'clock, we're not going to violate our present. Well, we would violate our present operational hours under our limited facilities. Our licenses are allowed to serve till 2 a.m. That's never in our plan to do that. 11 o'clock is the latest that we will operate. If that makes sense. We actually cannot have anyone on premise after 11 o'clock right now under our current license.
And this new license will allow you
Yeah, if somebody's there till, you know, if they have a drink or something like that, or they're eating, we don't have to get them out then at or by 11. If it goes 10 after 11, that's fine. Then. Because the present, or the, our license allows you to operate until 2 a.m.
But there's no plans to operate until 2 a.m.?
No.
Okay.
No. It's not. No. And we're actually planning on still maintaining a Tuesday close.
An odd question. What happens to the distillery license?
That's still there.
So you have both licenses?
Yes. So because the PA law allows us, we're on the same premise, the same address, we're allowed to hold a dual license. If we were down the street at a different address, that would not be allowed. We'd have to sort of set up a different corporation to hold that license. But because it's under one address, we can do that. We can hold a dual license. So the limited distillery would be actually just to the distillery, to the bonded areas that we have on premise, and then we would just carve out the our license area, the patio, the restaurant, the future bourbon cigar lounge.
And does that mean that you can serve things beyond what are in, like what you're making?
Correct. It allows us to get the cordials, aperitifs, the outside of PA wine, which actually just gives a, because of it being a tourist area, gives people a wider selection.
And since you are already serving alcohol, you already have all of the policies in place.
We have everything in place. We have the readers, everyone's 100% brand certified. We have all the bar set in place already.
Anyone have questions?
No.
Okay, well,
any questions from the public? Similar to the prior one, if the board were to entertain a motion, it would be this one, the resolution number
23-9. Is the board okay with
Yes.
And to be clear, it's a resolution authorizing and approving the request for the transfer into Decatur Township with the understanding that there are clarifications with respect to the zoning relief, building permit. This isn't granting that. This is simply allowing for the transfer of a liquor license into the township.
Okay. Then I will offer a motion that the board approve resolution 2023-9, which allows for Hidden Still to bring the liquor license number R16386 from the city of Harrisburg to 505 Rear West Chocolate Avenue, Hershey Dairy Township. Is there a second?
I will second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any additional questions or concerns or discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
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 Okay, hearing none, the resolution passes.
Thank you.
That concludes the business of our second public hearing. So with that, I will close the second public hearing. We'll be back here in 10 minutes.